Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 280, and following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 280. What limits can I lay upon God's Son? Whom God created limitless is free. I can invent imprisonment for him, but only in illusions, not in truth. No thought of God has left its Father's mind. No thought of God is limited at all. No thought of God but is forever pure. Can I lay limits on the Son of God, whose Father willed that he be limitless, and like himself in freedom and in love? Today let me give honor to your Son, for thus alone I find the way to you. Father, I lay no limits on the Son you love and you created limitless. The honor that I give to him is yours, and what is yours belongs to me as well. Amen. What limits can I lay upon God's Son? As I contemplate this lesson, I think about what limits I would want to place on God's Son. And the Son he is talking about here is the true self. The true Son. What limits would I want to place on my true self? And sitting in the seat of the true self, there are no limits I would want to place upon myself. But when I sit in the ego framework, believing the little self is who I am, in separation, in competition, and in specialness, I see limits the ego mind has placed on others. And this lesson talks about the thought of God. I am a thought of God. My true self is a thought of God. I am God's thought of awareness, and it says no thought of God is limited, so my true self is limitless. The thought of awareness is limitless. And no thought of God is but forever pure, so my true self, the thought that God had of awareness, is pure. Forever. Nothing can change that. And I have a question which I sit with about why my Creator had the thought of awareness. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to remember the truth of what I am, that I am the thought of awareness. I am awareness. I am pure. I am limitless. I am infinite. Help me to not slip into believing I am the small self, wanting to limit all my brothers and sisters. There are still mysteries that I come to you with, knowing that the knowing will come as needed. I love you for your patience and devotion to me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remember who we are in truth. We quiet our minds and we remember the truth. Sitting quietly, patiently, devotionally listening for the guidance from our true self. Thank you for joining with me in remembering our truth, remembering our Creator, and remembering we are pure and infinite and limitless. Namaste.